Morning. All right, let's talk about this. The $70 billion Churchill Falls and Gull Island Agreement is being celebrated as a historic political milestone, but for the local business community, it signals that a tremendous amount of work is coming down the pipeline, from engineering and fabrication to on-site construction and transmission line development. Local companies, well, you just know they're gearing up for that boom in the renewable energy sector. Joining me now to talk about what this deal means for the local supply chain and the workers who will actually build it, it's Charlene Johnson, CEO of Energy NL. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning, Jerry Lynn.
So, I mean, I guess first, just a quick general reaction to this announcement back on Monday from Energy NL.
Yeah, I was there on Monday. I guess I would summarize it in two words: opportunity and confidence. There was a tremendous sense of excitement about what this means, especially for Energy NL members. As you said in your preamble, we have the experience, we have the expertise, and the capacity to play a major role in a project of this scale. And now we have the opportunity to put those capabilities to work. There's also a real sense of optimism there when you see two provincial governments coming together with the federal government around a shared goal and make something of this magnitude happen. That was a pretty good feeling, and it really shows what's possible when there's collaboration and a willingness to find a way forward. And then, you know, then there's that something really meaningful about being able to turn the page on the history of Churchill Falls. So Monday was really a new day to look ahead about what this means for our industry, our communities, and the next generations, really.
Charlene, how prepared are your members to actually get to work on a project of this scale?
Well, we're really starting from a positive place. We have an excellent opportunity, an excellent relationship with Newfoundland Labrador Hydro. We've been building a strong relationship with Hydro-Québec. We actually brought our members together last year for a supplier development session with Newfoundland Labrador Hydro and Hydro-Québec, and we'll be looking at doing more of them soon. Our members have participated in major energy projects in the past. As you said, they have the full life cycle experience of building these major projects. And really, so our role now is to ensure that our members have visibility into the opportunities, that they have access to the people making the procurement decisions, and that they have a real genuine opportunity to compete for the work. So it's really good to see that there is a benefit strategy in place that does state obligations for full and fair opportunities for Newfoundland Labrador companies. And there's actually a commitment to have an office specifically for procurement activities here in Newfoundland Labrador. So our members are ready. They're ready to get building, and our job is to make sure those commitments translate into opportunities for our members. I mean, this is really a generational project. So we'll be advocating for local benefits now and well into the future.
Right. What sectors of our local supply chain will see the biggest boost from this?
Well, I mean, it's really everything. It's pouring concrete. It's supplying materials. It's the construction, the fabrication, right back to the beginning with the engineering. And then once the project is built, there's the opportunities for operation and maintenance of the project. But then there's the tremendous spin-off. You know, a lot of our members are involved in the construction and engineering design of this project, but we also have members that are involved in catering and supplying legal services. So it's just going to be billions and billions of work. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. How does having this much clean, renewable power available locally change the game for attracting new industries to the province?
Well, you know, the world needs energy, and we have the resources and expertise to deliver, and we're all aware of what's going on geopolitically in the world right now. So this really provides energy security for two provinces, Newfoundland, Labrador, and Quebec, and that's really invaluable. But when you can provide renewable energy to the U.S., when you can export power, when you have more power for your own domestic use for economic development, that creates more opportunities for our members. And then also announced in this project is the potential for wind development. So that's more opportunities for our members. So, you know, when I always say economics 101, you know, what's happening in the economy determines what will happen in the economy. and all of this interest and excitement, that will breed more investment into Newfoundland and Labrador. So our members are really looking forward to that.
Charlene Johnson, CEO at Energy NL, I thank you for joining me and weighing in on this.
Thank you, Geraldine. Anytime.